in high school volleyball last night. Just a few matches here in the region and a triangular. It was Logan Magnolia beating West Harrison in two straight games. Logan Magnolia also down Heartland Christian 2-0. And West Harrison beat Heartland Christian 2-0 in the other part of that three-way meet last night. Associated Press high school football poll released yesterday afternoon shows West Des Moines Dowling, Cedar Rapids Xavier, Boyden Hall Rock Valley, Iowa City Regina, and also St. Ansgar and Gilbertville Don Bosco as the top-ranked teams. The page is sticking together there. And the latest polls in Class 4A, Dowling is on top with Valley right behind. Cedar Rapids, Washington, Ankeny Centennial, and Waukee the top five. Lewis Central's in the top 10. They're at number 8 this week. In Class 3A, Cedar Rapids Xavier is ranked number 1 in a pretty tight top of the poll. Pella and Washington are 2 and 3. Norwalk and Spirit Lake round out the top 5. Glenwood is 9, and Creston is at number 10 in this week's poll. In Class 2A, Boyden Hall Rock Valley is the top team with West Union North Fayette number 2, Mount Vernon, Dyersville Beckman, and New Hampton the top 5. Kemper Catholic is in at number 9 in this week's poll. In Class 1A, Iowa City Regina is number 1 with West Branch, Pella Christian, Hinton, and Denver the top 5. And also in Class A action, or in Class A polling, St. Ansgar is number 1, Lisbon, Algona Garrigan, Gladbrook Rhinebeck, and Akron Westfield are the top 5. St. Albert is in at number 6 in this week's Class A poll. And in the 8-man ranks, it's Gilbertville Don Bosco ranked number 1. Fremont Mills is rated number 2 this week, with Audubon in at number 3. Elkader Central and AGWSR round out the top 5. Coon Rapids Bayard also part of the top 10. They're in at number 7 in this week's poll. Xyra EHK just missed the top 20, the top 10 this week, as they are the first team that missed out on this week's top 10 poll. Well, Iowa State coach Matt Campbell says a lot of questions will be answered on Saturday night. Campbell is preparing for his debut as Iowa State's head football coach when the Cyclones will host Northern Iowa in Jack Trice Stadium.
I'm proud of some of the headway that we've been able to make. I still think there's a lot of question marks about this football team, and I think some of that will start to get answered this coming Saturday.
Campbell's goal is to build a consistent winner out of a program that's not enjoyed a winning season since 2009. He says the Cyclones need to form the habits of a winning program.
How do we attack the details? You know, turnover margin, winning third down, winning in the red zone. Do we really understand that? Because really good teams, that when the W actually shows up on that side for them with great consistency, they do all those things right. You can't hide. You just don't luck into winning.
While Campbell is trying to build a culture of winning at Iowa State, one already exists at UNI. The Panthers are a perennial FCS power and entered the season ranked 5th in the coaches' poll.
Certainly what Coach Farley's been able to do at UNI has been extremely impressive. He's got a very talented football team coming back, led by a dynamic quarterback at the quarterback position for him, and then some really dynamic defensive players.
9 true freshmen are in the 2-deep for the Cyclones, and Campbell says they've earned it. Joel Lanning begins his first full season as the starting quarterback and was elected as one of the captains. This will be the second straight year the Cyclones and the Panthers have met in the opener. Iowa State took control down the stretch and beat UNI 31-7.
I do remember, though, that I got my first snap against them at the very end of the game, so, I mean, that was fun. But, yeah, they're a good team. They're tough. They're going to battle the whole time. I mean, I think it was 10-7 at halftime, and then, you know, so we were in a game all the way until maybe the end of, or the fourth quarter, and then kind of took over a little bit. But, I mean, they're going to battle, and it's going to be a tough game no matter what.
That is the quarterback Lanning, who says an experienced UNI squad will be a tough challenge. Mitchell Myers, Alan Lazard, and Kamari Cotton-Moya are the other Cyclone captains this season. On the other side, Northern Iowa coach Mark Farley says every season opener is a mystery, and Saturday night's game at Iowa State is no different. The Panthers are ranked 5th in the FCS preseason coaches poll after posting a 9-5 record in 2015 and making it to the quarterfinal round of the national playoffs.
I know what we are. I know what we can be. I just don't know what we are today. And that will show up with that first game. Sometimes we've really played well in first games. Other times we haven't played very well.
The Panthers have an experienced offense with 9 starters back, including quarterback Aaron Bailey. The defense, though, is young and will be counting on several new faces.
You always do well with a mature football team in your first game. You know, they know what's going to happen if you got 15 returning starters. If you only got 5 returning starters and you don't know what's going to happen in the first game, even though I think I know what will happen throughout the season, that first game is the unknown of when will they get to the level that you anticipate them getting to.
Farley says his defense has made strides in practice, and his two young cornerbacks will be tested immediately. This is the second straight season the Panthers have opened under the lights in Jack Trice Stadium, and Farley says they're trying to approach it like it's just another game.
I think it's just that there maybe is more of a spotlight on this game for more of the people surrounding the state, and it's always fun to play your first game. You know, a night game at Jack Trice is awesome, so it's those are the things you look forward to, not just the opponent, but you know, that's a great atmosphere and a great stadium and a night setting, and that's just a cool way to kick off the season.
Saturday night, UNI ISU up in Ames. In NFL news, the San Diego Chargers finally have their number one draft pick in the fold, signing defensive end Joey Bosa to a four-year contract. That ends Bosa's month-long holdout and comes days after the Chargers announced they were pulling their offer off the table. The Ohio State product was the third overall selection in this year's draft. Peyton Manning has been replaced by a player whose NFL career has consisted of one kneel down and plenty of clipboard holding. Denver Broncos head coach Gary Kubiak has selected Trevor Siemian as his starting quarterback over rookie Paxton Lynch and veteran Mark Sanchez. Siemian has taken just one NFL snap and wasn't a regular starter at Northwestern before he was selected in the seventh round of last year's draft. However, Siemian had the most experience in Kubiak's West Coast offense and showed a lot of progress in the offseason. In baseball, Stephen Piscotty scored on a throwing error in the ninth inning after Carlos Martinez struck out a career-high 13 to lead the St. Louis Cardinals over the Milwaukee Brewers 6-5 last night. With two on and nobody out of the ninth, Yadier Molina dropped down a bunt. Reliever Tyler Thornburg threw to third base for a force out, but Jonathan Villar's throw to first was wild, and that allowed Piscotty to score. Jed Jerko and Colton Wong each hit solo homers in that win for the Cardinals. Elsewhere in the National League, Washington beat Philadelphia 4-0. It was the New York Mets beating Miami in 10 innings, 2-1. In 13 innings, the Chicago Cubs rallied to beat the Pittsburgh Pirates 8-7. Colorado beat the LA Dodgers 8-1. Dylan G kept the Royals' momentum going with six sharp innings. Alcides Escobar hit a three-run homer, and Kansas City beat the New York Yankees 8-5 last night to open their three-game set. G allowed only four hits and a run in the latest impressive start by the Royals staff, helping the reigning World Series champions win for the 18th time in 22 games. Lorenzo Cain, Kendry Morales, and Alex Gordon drove in runs off Michael Pineda during a five-hit salvo in the first inning. Pineda then retired 15 straight before getting into a two-on, no-outs jam in the seventh that led to Escobar's homer off reliever Blake Parker. Elsewhere in the American League, Toronto beat Baltimore 5-1, Boston over Tampa Bay 9-4, Detroit beat the White Sox 4-3, Cleveland over Minnesota in 10 innings 1-0. Texas beat Seattle 6-3, Houston over Oakland 6-0. One interleague game saw the LA Angels beat Cincinnati 9-2. The Pittsburgh Pirates have placed ace Garrett Cole on the 15-day disabled list with right elbow inflammation 5 days after his last start. Cole is 7-9 with a .355 earned run average in 20 starts this season, but he compiled a .608 earned run average in five outings this month. Left-hander Stephen Brault was promoted from AAA Indianapolis. He started last night's game against the Cubs. The Angels have traded outfielder Daniel Nava and cash considerations to the Royals for cash or a player to be named. Nava struggled in his only season with the Angels, hitting .235 with a homer and 13 RBIs in 45 games. Nava is expected to head to the Royals' AAA club in Omaha. And Novak Djokovic was bothered by an achy arm. Rafael Nadal was hampered by a sore wrist. And Garbiñe Muguruza struggled with the heat. However, all three were able to advance to the second round of the U.S. Open Tennis Championships with wins yesterday. The top-seeded Djokovic got off to a sluggish start before pulling out a four-sets win on the stadium court. Third-seeded Muguruza rallied for a three-set win after dropping the opener 2-6. The fourth-seeded Nadal was a three-set winner in his first Grand Slam match since the second round of this year's French Open. Joining Djokovic and Nadal in round two are fifth-seeded Milos Raonic, seventh-seeded Marin Cilic, ninth-seeded Joe Wilfried Tsonga, number 10 Gael Monfils, and American John Isner. The 20th-seeded Isner won a pair of tiebreaks after losing the first two sets. Number 13 Richard Gasquet was the highest seed to fall yesterday. And other first-round winners in the women's bracket, second-seeded Angelique Kerber, ninth-seeded Svetlana Kuznetsova, number 12 Dominika Sibulkova, and number 14 Petra Kvitova were all winners. Monica Puig was ousted in the first round 2 weeks after she won the Olympic tournament. That is a check of sports this hour, brought to you by Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy. For all of your pharmaceutical needs, stop by your Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy, your Health Mart provider. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.